On a blustery May afternoon, Molly Kelly and her family spread out along the tree line of Gustavus's sandy beaches. They're picking spruce tips, the bright green nubs that grow on the branches of Sitka spruce. The harvest has become an annual tradition in Gustavus that locals refer to as spruce tipping. With a bucket hung around her neck, Kelly and her sister Cassie Parker show us the proper technique.
You definitely want to have rubber gloves because your hands will get real torn up.
Yeah, long sleeve to protect the arms. They get poked.
And if you get in a really thick bush, you can just like slide your arm down the branch and just take as many spruce tips as you can, just like that.
Kelly grips the branch with a gloved hand and slowly drags down the limb, pulling away a handful of spruce tips. They say it can take anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes to collect a pound, depending on energy level and kid interruptions.
I have not picked many at all. I've only picked maybe 50 pounds.
I've got 75 pounds right now.
Their nephew Caleb, who is nowhere in sight, has already got close to 1,000 pounds.
He's around here somewhere.
I know.
The Gustavus spruce tipping season all started back in 2000 when the Alaskan Brewing Company approached Pep's Packing, a family-owned fish processing plant, to provide the spruce tips. The Juneau Brewery's inaugural order of 500 pounds eventually became their seasonal winter ale, an English old ale style honoring the history of Captain James Cook, who brewed spruce beer on his voyages to prevent scurvy. Now the brewer uses Gustavus tips in their many spruce beers, including the Spruce IPA, which took home a gold award at the biannual World Beer Cup competition this spring. At Pep's Packing, families unload garbage bags full of spruce tips into special vacuum-sealing bags that owner Pep Scott weighs and records.
One of the families that has been picking for us since the very beginning now has three generations picking, and they kind of have this rivalry going where Grandpa tries to pick more than his son, and it's pretty neat. They'll be in here soon. So
Pep and her husband, John Scott, says the money made by the picker stays in Gustavus, giving an economic boost to the town.
We've got little teeny kids all the way up to, I think, our oldest picker. He'll be here soon, and I believe he's 75 now. I think he could be older than that, but, you know, I don't ask, so.
Another kid bought a lawnmower a couple years ago with his spruce tip money, and then he mowed lawns the rest of the summer.
Because of a cold spring, this year's spruce tipping season ran extra long, allowing that nephew Caleb to collect more than 3,000 pounds in 2 weeks. That's at this year's price of $3 a pound. The spruce tips are packed in 50-pound fish boxes. When they have enough to fulfill orders, Pep's Packing charters a Cessna aircraft to move the product across destinations in Southeast. Pep's largest customer is the Alaskan Brewing Company, but the spruce tips also go to smaller outfits like Copa Ice Cream in Juneau and as far as Rogue Ales in Oregon.
So the spruce tip Collins is made with a spruce tip simple syrup that we make in-house, fresh-squeezed lemon, our gin, and topped with a bubbly water.
In Juneau, a Malga distillery owner, Maura Selenik, says they've relied on Pep's Packing to provide the spruce tips for their syrups, spruce tip soda, and small batch juniper gin that's distributed across the state. She says the spruce tip taste is indescribable until you've tried it.
People come in from out of town and they're expecting a piney flavor, and it's actually more of a bubblegum sweetness. A lot of times we'll have people come in and they'll say, you know, this gin tastes like Southeast Alaska or tastes like the rainforest.
The distillery could buy ingredients from growers in the lower 48, but for them, it's a source of pride knowing the product was hand-foraged by Alaskans, creating economic opportunity in rural communities, and not to mention, a taste of Southeast in every glass. For AK, I'm Annie Bartholomew.